Hey folks, welcome to episode 52 of the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Review. I'm Richard Hamburger and this is my co-host Bob Nuggets. How you doing, kid?
I'm good today.
It's good to
My
hear.
last name's still Nuggets, which is unfortunate, but
As always been, as your family have always been through the
right.
years.
You'd think the bullying would subside after high school ended, but that was not the
Oh no,
case.
you're gonna be in the old folks home getting bullied.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So hold on.
You might notice that I sound a little bit rough at the moment. It's because I've been ill.
The illest.
I've been the illest. But thankfully, my own voice is not one you're going to hear a lot in this episode. So here's my idea for this episode. I've come up with a bunch of new characters. I got 10 new characters here. And what I thought we could do is just we should get more characters on this show. So I'm just going to run through them. I'll give you the name of each character. I'll do a bit of the character. Talk to the character, interview them, try and we'll try and build the character through a little bit of conversation. As
Right.
soon as you've had enough of a character, just say you're done, and we'll move on to the next one.
I like that power.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to go if you're ready to
Okay,
go.
so character number one is the Tree Man.
Hello, Mr. Tree Man.
Hey, what's up?
Where do you hail from?
I hail from the forests, the magical forests, which is
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. I don't know what I thought. What do you do for work, Mr. Tree
well,
Man?
I work as a tree in the magical forests, which we is coming alive.
I guess that also makes sense. Third question, how many packs a day do you smoke? Yeah, I would be willing to guess at least one, if not two.
I never smoked a pack of cigarettes in my life. I think if you're referring to the raspiness of my voice, I think it's because your trees were never meant to speak.
I'll say, fuck. Next.
Done with the tree man early, I understand. Okay, the
Yeah, done
next
with Tree
character
Man.
is Giles Cawthright. He's the not horny tailor, so it's gonna sound at a certain point like Giles is getting horny, but he isn't. I'll let Giles explain. Ah, good afternoon, sir. Welcome to my tailor shop. Have you come for a fitting?
Yeah, well, not really. I need to get these pants hemmed. They're too
You.
long on they're too long.
Yes,
The pants are too long.
I can see that. A rather ill-fitting pant, if I may say so myself, sir.
Right, yeah. They're so long that my peen doesn't hang out the bottom like I like it to. So if you could just hem it up to just above the tip of my peen,
Oh my.
that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay, well, yes, step over to my the pant area here
Yep,
in
sure.
towards the back of the shop,
Oh, it's rather dark back here, huh?
Let me flick on the lights. That's I'm an energy saver. I mean, I'm very green, and I'm into protecting the planet and saving the planet and
Yeah, I
all
can
that
see
sort of
that. The
thing.
lights are
So,
super
yep,
dim.
just let me flick on
What's
the
with all the
lights here, and there we go.
what's with all the candles? I feel like that'd be dangerous for a tailor. A lot of cloth, a lot
Well,
of
what the candles?
candles.
Here's what I do with the candles. A needle is always more effective when it's slightly warm. So, if I'm about to do some sewing, as is my profession, I simply hold the needle into the flame of the candle to warm it up a little bit, and then I get to work with it, and I find it's much more efficient.
That's hot.
It's a hot needle, and that's why my
Hot
shop is
needle, yeah.
called Hot Needle.
Oh, that, well, that explains that.
So first of all, I need to take your measurements. So if you'll just stand still, and I'll get my
Yeah.
tape measure here.
Oh,
Oh, sir, but actually, before I continue, I do need to warn you of something. Some clients of mine have brought it to my attention that when measuring your inseam, particularly, but generally the pants area, I apparently make some noises that sound as if I have become sexually aroused. I assure you this is not the case. These are just the natural noises of a tailor.
Okay, see, it's not the noises that worry me so much as the fact that you've got a real grip on my dick right now.
Oh my, it does. Wow, I'm very low down, sir. That's congratulations to you.
Yeah, well, thank you, but
Yes.
you don't have to.
I want to start on the outside leg.
That's probably a good
Okay,
idea, yeah.
so let me just measure the. Oh yes, and up the
Numbers looking really good
thigh.
down there.
and slow towards the waist and round to the posterior. Oh, and these measurements, sir.
How's the measurement going? Good, yeah.
Marvelous measurements, sir.
Okay, what's the
the number doesn't matter, sir. I simply the number, of course the number matters, sir. It's you're a trim 34. Lovely.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's... Now the waistline, sir, if you don't mind. Yeah. Okay. Let me just put this round. Yes. Oh,
God, fuck. Set of
leaves here.
Are you starting a lawnmower?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, sir. All
right. Let's go next, because I'm feeling auditorily assaulted.
You want to do a good next character?
So uncomfortable simply by being spoken to. You're here, and I'm like, please stop touching me.
Okay, let's move on to the next character. The next one I've got here is the cold little boy. So here comes the cold little boy.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes?
I was wondering if you have any spare blankets.
This blanket has bed bugs.
Oh, that's okay, sir. I don't mind a few bed bugs.
All right, here you go.
That's helpful, sir. Yeah, they're not very... Would you have a second blanket? I'm still very cold.
It's my only blanket, and it's got really nasty bed bugs in it. They're not biting you?
Maybe I could, maybe I will fold it over and double it up. Will provide more warmth to me. Put it around my little shoulders. But I'm shivering so much that I don't know if it will stay on.
I could breathe hot air on you if you want. I could just breathe hot air on you.
Oh yes, please, sir. That would be marvelous. Oh, what a kind man, boy.
All right, next.
Okay, the next character is, it's called Professor James Duncan. I'll preface this by saying he's an inventor, and what he's invented are false teeth that hurt if you've done morally bad things in your life. So let's go.
Hello, sir.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you come into my office there. I was just... just working on something.
I was just coming in to see how your research was going. What are you working on?
Are you familiar with the pain teeth?
Yeah, I believe I read something about that. The pain teeth, yes.
Yeah, I had a set installed myself, and to cause the user pain if you've done a morally bad thing. But
yeah,
clearly
you've done something.
Yeah, I got a couple on them.
What'd you do?
I don't know if you want to hear about the things I've done, son.
Now, fess up. What'd you do?
Okay, pick a tooth.
That one back there.
Yeah, that one hurts. My wife, a few years ago I was married. My wife was very, very sick, and she needed a lot of rest. We had a cat this cat was very vocal, and I remember one night my wife was lying. Tears pouring from her cheeks, mixing with the sweat, so I couldn't tell what was what anymore. And outside the door, the cat is crying. My poor wife looks up at me, and she says, I can't take that noise anymore. I waited for her to pass out again, and then I went out, and I held its head with my hands, son, until there was no more noise.
I don't know how confident I feel in our ability to make this situation funny.
You can cut off the characters at any time.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like we're not finding a point where they end up funny.
Are you done with Professor James Duncan?
Yeah, I think I am.
Next character I got here is the French Bear.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Allô.
Qu'est-ce que tu s'appelles?
Je suis... un bear.
Mais qu'est-ce que tu s'appelles?
I don't speak a lot of French, but I don't speak a lot of French, you know?
So you're a French bear, but you don't speak French?
Yeah, that's right.
feels really ironic. Where'd you get the accent?
I'm from France, but I just never learn. I just always learn English.
You grew up in France. You learn English in France.
Yeah.
You don't speak a lot of French.
But I don't speak French. But French people taught me English, so they teach me English with a French accent.
That's an unfortunate reality.
Well, they say, this bear can talk. And I say, I want to learn only English.
Is that a painful existence? Because it seems like it's. I feel like a lot of people would try to speak French to you, considering you.
So many people are coming up. You're a prime example coming up and saying, I'm gonna talk French to this French bear. And I'm like a.
I heard the accent and the name, and I assumed maybe he speaks French. But yeah, you don't...
a lot of people do that, but it's like I don't speak it. I just am it.
Okay, interesting. Like, you could be Jewish but not speak Hebrew.
Exactly. I am also a Jewish bear.
Oh, you're a Jewish French bear.
Yes.
But you also don't speak Hebrew.
No.
No Hebrew whatsoever.
I like to give myself very culturally minimal.
So are you invested in any culture? Like, do you know about French culture? Or are you...
No, I know nothing about French culture.
So you've grown up in France.
Yes.
A Jewish French bear.
And I call myself the French bear.
Yeah, right. And you learned the language, but you didn't learn anything about the culture.
No. Every time someone is coming into my cave and trying to teach me about French culture, I eat them.
It's kind of a dick move.
I'm kind of a dick.
You're the French bear. I'd assume you'd want to know something.
I pick my teeth with the bones of people who try to teach me about French culture.
Do you like movies?
I've seen one movie in my whole life.
Is it Amelie?
It is Amelie.
Okay.
It dubbed into English.
I mean, that's one piece of French culture, even if it isn't in French, right?
Well, I also had a friend of mine remove all reference to French culture from the film with digital effects.
That sounds like a big workaround for a weird result.
Yeah, when I told him to do it, when I said I picked a motion picture to watch, he said, you might want to pick one that's not Amelie.
Right, because it's like a very quintessential representation of French culture.
So I ate his legs, and then it was much more compliant.
I thought he was your friend.
Well, no one is a great friend of the bear.
It sounds really lonely.
It does. Yes, it's a very lonely life. That's how I relate to Amelie so much in the film.
Because you're both French and very lonely.
Yes.
What do you do all day?
I sit in my cave and I eat people. Sometimes I would go down to the river where the fish are jumping around out of the water, and I would catch one in my paw and I would say, "You deserve to die. For you are a fool who has left his home of the water."
Is that the Seine River?
I refuse to. Is that a French river? Because I don't know about it.
Yeah, it's the river that runs through Paris.
The only rivers I know are the Nile, the Mississippi. I know about that one. I know about the River Thames. These are the rivers I know. The Amazon River.
But no French rivers.
No.
You seem to really hate the French for someone who is French.
I don't know if I hate them or not, because I refuse to learn anything.
Do you have a French bear family?
No, the rest of my family is from Luxembourg. And they visit me and I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Because they don't speak English.
No, because they're just regular bears. They can't speak at all.
You can't communicate with the French people. And you can't communicate with the bear population.
I communicate with the French people who speak English.
Right, exclusively the French people who speak English.
But then they bring up French culture and I get and eat them. I would say that I'm killing and eating a good 95% 95% of my friends.
95% isn't too bad. I mean, I eat a significantly smaller number, but yeah, there are a couple. What do you and your friends talk about?
We're talking mostly just about the culture of Japan.
That's very specific. Do they speak or do you speak Japanese?
No, we watch a lot of anime. We watch it dubbed into English.
Oh, okay. So you're the French Jewish anime bear.
Yes, this is right. It is a good character, no?
Yeah, it's good talking to you. Next, please.
Okay, next character is a guy who's come around to fix your ceiling and he can't find it. So knock knock.
Yeah, can I help you?
Ah, yeah, you're right. I've come around to fix some. You want something fixed?
Oh yeah, my ceiling's caving in.
Yeah.
It's dripping. There's water coming through. It's really bad, actually.
Right. You what? Sorry, what did you say?
My ceiling. You can come on in. It's right over here.
All right. Whereabouts is it?
It's right there, where the ceiling's caving in.
Oh, sorry. I'm not actually familiar with what you're saying. A ceiling.
You don't know what a ceiling is?
No. I'm you know, I mostly work with the walls and the floors and that, so I'm not.
Okay, well, I mean, if you don't know what it is, I don't know how you're going to fix it, but the ceiling would be like the wall or the floor of the top of the room, you know, like up.
Well, if you tell me where it is, I'll get up.
Like right above you, like up.
If I look forward or back?
Nope, that's not it. No,
down at my shoes or
tilt your head back so you're like looking up at the ceiling.
Okay, I've tilted it back so I'm looking right at your face.
Up, like
up, like okay. I'm looking at your hair now.
Okay, further up.
I'm not a hairdresser, mate. If that's what you're asking.
No, you're gonna want to look further up.
Oh, even further.
Top of the room.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm looking at the wall behind you now. I'm sort of looking at the upper section of the wall. Is that it? Is that what you're talking about?
No, keep going. Well, you'll see it because it's caving in. Like there's things so it's coming like through. Right,
it's that piece of the wall which is like the top section of the wall.
No, it's above that. It's above that even.
Mate, I've got to be honest. I don't know how to look above that. I can't.
Do you have neck problems or?
No, it's just not something. It's not something I've ever done.
You could move your eyes and you could see the ceiling. You wouldn't even have to really move.
Well,
your
I'm
head.
Sure. Listen, mate. I'm sure you can do that because you're used to living here. But I've never been here before, so I'm not used to.
There's ceilings everywhere, buddy.
Well, I've just come from outside and there wasn't one there.
Fair, I guess. But also, how do you know? Because you don't know what ceilings are.
Right, but when I jump very high, there's nothing up there.
Okay. Fair. Okay, I have a ladder here. I'm going to set this up for you.
All right.
Okay. You want to get up on the ladder?
So I get on this step that's closest, and then I just go on the next ones.
And so, okay. I want you to go all the way, not to the top step, because that's federally illegal.
All right.
But the second to last one.
All right, there I am.
Take your hand.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
And just straight up. Just put your hand up like you're asking a question in class.
Oh my God, what is that?
That's the ceiling. Yeah, and it's pretty wet up there.
Can I come down?
No, you have to fix it.
I want to come down. I don't like this.
It's caving in.
I'm coming down. I'm not liking this.
No.
I'm sorry, mate. I'm going to have to get someone else out for this one.
This is a bad... You're a bad repairman. Next.
All right. Next character is an angel who smokes cigarettes. This is in biblical times. So I guess you'd be like a biblical figure, maybe. Or you'd just be like
I don't know why, but I picture a biblical figure having an English accent. I don't know what.
All right, go for it.
That really means, but yeah, are you gonna come down to me?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
What the fuck is that?
I'm an angel, man. I've been sent by God to. Yeah, an angel.
God. God is real.
Yeah, God's real, man. What do you know? Believe in God? Is this why I'm down here?
I should know that God is real. It is biblical times. And so.
Yeah, fuck right. Yeah. You're goddamn right. It's biblical times, man.
So you know this Jesus guy that's been going around doing all the fish and the bread and such?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all real? He's a good guy?
Yeah, it's real. He's kind of a dick, but it's all going on. But listen, that's not why I'm here, man. What's your name?
My name is Prometheus.
Prometheus, nice.
Would you mind blowing the smoke?
Sorry?
Somewhere else?
Oh, fuck, dude, sorry.
Just not right in my face.
Sure. So, Prometheus, why don't you need to... don't be a pussy, man, come on. What I'm going to need you to do here is kill your wife and your kids.
Why would I do that?
Oh, no, my man. Wife and
kids, why would I kill them?
It's like a them. It's like a test from God, man. You know.
I just today found out God is real. How do I know?
Well, if you know God is real, you know you got to do it.
Could you come down to the floor so you're not flying over me?
Sure. Okay. It's
kind of annoying.
Okay.
okay.
So,
we could open a window if you like.
Do whatever you want, man. Listen.
All right. I'm going to open a window.
I just do what I've been told, man. And all I know is that your wife and kids got to die, and it's got to be you who does it.
It's very smoky in here. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why. Excuse me. Why God? Oh,
man,
I don't understand why God would want my wife and children dead. They're good people.
You ever hear? You ever hear the phrase "God works in mysterious ways"?
No. I just found out he was real. I don't even think he's
maybe it's
written
a new
any
thing.
Books yet or anything.
Okay. God works in mysterious ways.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't want to kill my children and the love of my life.
Well, that's probably the dude. Nobody wants to kill their wife and children.
I would argue that, but I don't personally want to kill my wife and children.
Well, that's man. I'm guessing the test here or whatever is to see if you'll do it or not. Because you love God.
Right, but I love my wife and children. This whole thing is stressing me out. What brand are those? I've never tried one.
These are, you know, you're not going to have them down here. They're like Angel cigarettes only, so.
Might I bum a smoke off of you?
Sure. here you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
That's really bad.
Yeah, that ain't just tobacco in there, pal.
Is this what you kids call a spliff?
Look, if you knew what was in there, it would blow your mind. Well, I mean, the cigarette itself may actually blow your mind. Yeah, you're gonna those are not for humans. So
my brain feels like it's expanding, but not in a healthy way.
Cigarettes are bad for you, man. You know?
Why do you choose?
Look
to
at the
smoke
actually. Look at the
so
picture
bad.
Of on the packet here. It's actually a picture of a guy's head expanding, and it says, "Smoking makes your head expand."
What's that coming out of his ears?
that's like a soul. I think. Yeah, it's a soul.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, you know, souls look different for different people.
Right. So. Kill my wife and kids?
Yeah, kill your wife and kids, and I guess something will happen after that.
well,
okay.
Thank you for the
yeah, no problem.
Angel spliff, I guess.
That's okay.
I'm gonna
go
kill my wife and kids now.
Okay, nice. I'm not gonna stick around and watch.
Yeah, you have a good one.
That's
though.
Not my vibe, but good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Next. There's the angel with a
I like the angel with a cigarette.
The dynamic of I like the guy has to kill his wife and kids as well.
I liked that he has to murder his whole family. That was probably the real draw for me.
All right. This new character is Guy trying an orange for the first time.
All right. You want anything to eat? I got fruit. I got something to drink maybe.
You know, I've never had an orange. And I'm noticing you got some there.
Well, you recognize them right away, so that's...
Oh, yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Step one, right?
Sure.
No, you have a problem.
What's going on with... Oh, man.
Sorry.
You're coughing like you just smoked an angel cigarette.
Yeah, I did. Oh. It was... my throat's real fucked up.
Is this biblical times?
No, it's not. Oh. Time machine.
Oh.
You notice I don't have an accent anymore. It's been a long time. I can cut this orange up if you'd like, or do you want me to just... You can
I
do it yourself.
I don't know how to do it, so...
Do you want it?
Whatever you recommend for the orange.
Do you want it with the shell on or off?
I'll have it with the shell on.
Here you go, I guess.
All right, I'll take a bite.
I should have warned you before you bit into it.
Mm.
Usually people don't eat the skin is what it's actually called.
Mm.
I don't know why I didn't tell you before you had the rind in your mouth.
I got it.
But that's the worst part.
First of all, this tastes real bad.
Yeah, no, the skin is not edible in any
sense. Second of all, I just realized I've had an orange before.
Oh.
I've had like a ton of these.
Why'd you just bite into it?
I just forgot that I'd had an orange before. That's kind of funny when you think about it. Like, I've had loads of these.
Real lapse of the brain there.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of those things, you know? That,
right. No, I've, are you doing okay?
Main thing I eat in my life. I actually remembered that I own an orange orchard.
You came over here to talk about your tests that you got in. Mm. Did those go well? Because you sound...
You know, that should have tipped me off, because they were tests for the soil in my orchard burger, my oranges. Is it called an orchard?
Whatever. You're the one who
I grow orchard. Oranges and eat them every day.
Okay. Because I thought you said you had medical tests. You sure you don't have like a brain disease? Because it sounds like you just forgot your entire profession.
Maybe. Yeah, it was brain disease test.
You have, soil you have a tomorrow. Brain.
Yeah, I have brain disease.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I don't know. Have you told your wife and kids yet? Did you forget about them too?
Do I have wife and kids?
Yeah, you definitely
do. I have wife and kids?
Like, I've met them.
What would they look like?
The wife was a woman. About our age.
Oh, it's people. Oh.
Yeah, right, not oranges.
Do I own people?
No,
trees.
You don't own your wife and kids. They live with you. They're other humans.
It's not ringing any bells. Just trees.
The wife's like a woman, a little shorter than you, about our age.
You know what?
The kids are like children.
I just realized
people.
I'm married to an orange. And my kids are half orange, half human.
You fuck oranges.
I fuck that orange. I'm faithful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, sure, in my youth, I fucked plenty of different oranges.
Right.
But once
yeah.
I found this one, I settled down. That was it.
I feel like after one or two fuckings, the acidity doesn't bother you?
In what way would it bother me?
Like the fact that it would hurt your dick. Like you'd get
my
the orange
dick.
Citrusy acid inside of your dick.
My dick.
Have you forgotten what your dick is?
I can't remember what a dick is.
It's this
I
right
have
here.
One of these things?
No, right here.
Oh,
this?
Let me take a look in.
If I just...
Let me take a
just,
look in there. Oh, you're never going to guess what it is.
Please tell me your dick isn't an orange.
Send me another orange.
How do two oranges even go away? You know what? Next. I don't want to... I don't want to delve into how two oranges would have sex. Not something I want to know about.
Next character is a tiny person trapped inside of an egg.
Okay, before we dive into this, I gotta poop real bad.
Is this a new character, the poop guy?
Do you want me to keep you on? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Just like I said to my boss, please keep me on.
Oh, when you were getting laid off?
Yeah, when I was getting laid.
Sorry. That's not what that means. Sorry to hear that. You got laid off.
Just come over and work real annoyed. What happened? I just got laid. My boss laid me today. Give me a drink.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I don't know how to react.
I just really need to go out and get laid off tonight.
God. what a fucking weird bit.
Oh, my health is bad.
Oh, my health is also very bad.
Oh, how bad is your health on a scale of 1 to 100?
My body hates me. Right around a 76.
Wow.
Bad.
I hate to do this to you. I'm a sweet 77, so...
Very clearly trying to one-up me, considering that's like a subjective...
No, if you'd asked me before, I would have said 77, so that's...
I feel like 77 is a number you came up with right after I said 76.
No, you say what you... If you want to feel that, you feel that, but I've got the number here in front of me, on like one of those judges' scorecards.
Right, yeah, that's a big scorecard. Why do you feel you needed to, like, make a scorecard for the... Wait, were you planning on getting to this point?
No, I went into a dancing competition. I said to the judges, how sick do I look? And the guy held this up. I was like, all right, I'll take it.
You took somebody else's scorecard.
Yeah, and their life.
Oh, you committed murder.
Took the card, killed the guy, and I was like, great dancing, everybody. Walked out.
You weren't even invited.
I wasn't even, I didn't even know it was a dancing competition when I walked in. I thought I was going to Arby's.
That wasn't an Arby's, though. They didn't have the meats, if you will.
Yeah, which is why I was so annoyed and that's why I killed the guy.
Arby's is always promising that they got the meats.
Yeah.
And when you get somewhere and you think it's Arby's and you're like, where are the
coming
meats?
Off the streets, we have the meats.
It's unfortunate. I'm going to make a phone call, if you don't mind.
Sure, just I'll just wait here.
Yeah.
And not listen to the phone call.
Yeah, don't listen.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, boop. Yeah, hello?
Hello, man.
Yeah, there's a guy here that just confessed to going into a dancing competition.
Hang on, could you call back in a minute?
What?
Could you call back in a minute? I gotta do something.
I guess. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, 911?
Am I 911?
Who is this?
I don't know. I just called 911.
Oh, shit. I just called you back by accident. I gotta... hold the line, please.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
911?
What's your emergency?
I got a guy calling 911 here.
Wait, John?
Yeah.
You're two desks over. Why are you calling
dispatch? Oh, hey, Fred. Yeah, I got a guy calling 911.
Yeah, you're supposed to take his call.
Sure.
And then dispatch police officers. This is not your first day on the job. What are you doing?
It's an emergency. I got a guy calling 911 here.
Yeah, that's why you work here.
All right, thanks.
You take the emergency, and all you right. Put it into the system, and then you dispatch police if need be.
I don't want to do that. Okay, thanks.
Wait, one thing before you go.
Oh, you got one of the toilet desks?
Yeah, well, as you can see, I'm not at my desk.
Well, you said you were two desks down, and now you...
Well, yeah, but that's where I work, but I know I'm on the John right
Sir,
now.
Sir, are you lying to me?
I'm on my break.
It's a crime to lie to a police officer, sir.
You're not a... You're a dispatch.
Okay, right, I'm you know gonna what? Have Call to ask the guy you back. To put your hands on the wall.
We're on the phone. I'm in the bathroom.
Put your hands on the wall, sir.
John, turn around.
I'm in my chair.
Yeah, I see that. Around. I'm right behind you.
Okay, what's up?
Hang up the phone and call the guy back. No, he was reporting a crime. Call the guy back.
Okay, see ya.
Beep. Bye.
Hello?
Yeah,
You're the guy you call 911?
Yeah.
You still need help?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Jesus, okay, what do you want?
My buddy Josh here said he walked into a dance competition that he thought was an Arby's and had someone.
And where? What's the address of this location?
Basically, killed someone.
Okay, I'm gonna need the zip code.
I don't have any of that information. He's. I mean,
okay. Well, what time of the day did this happen exactly?
I don't know. He just told me he killed someone.
Okay. Well, what's the name of the victim?
The judge at the dance competition.
See, you don't know where, you don't know when, you don't know who it was.
You're really not helping me.
Sir, it's irresponsible to call 911 when you don't have all the information.
What do you want me to do?
Don't call 911 unless you have all the details of the victim, all the details of the perpetrator, the time and the place where it happened, how it happened.
All right, all right. You know what? I'm not going to deal. Could you transfer me to your supervisor?
Sure. I guess. Hold the line. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Beep, boop, boop. Hello?
Hi, is this the dispatch supervisor?
No, I was trying to get through to the dispatch supervisor.
This sounds like the dispatcher still.
Who is this?
The guy that called 911. What the fuck are you...
Oh, you want me to put you through to the... Okay, hang on.
Yeah, beep, boop, put me boop, through... Beep, boop, boop.
Hello?
What do you want, John?
What's up?
What do you mean, what's up? What do you want?
You know the guy who works two desks down from me?
Which direction? Fred?
With the fancy toilet desk.
George? Yeah, that's Fred.
Sure. I'm pretty sure we gotta get this guy under arrest.
Is this why you called me? What did he do?
You know what? He's always embarrassing me at the barbecues.
This is not a reason to call the supervisor. Please go back to work.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Boop. Hello?
Is this the supervisor?
Who is this?
The guy that called 911. Okay, Eddie. You know what? Fuck this. I got characters to talk to. Next.
Next character is the guy trapped inside an egg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this sweet egg. God, I love eggs so much. Hello? Who said that? Is it in? Are you? Is there someone in the egg? Why are you in my egg?
I'm trapped inside the egg.
I don't want to break it, though. It's so,
I'm taking a shit so nice. Here.
Don't take a shit in my egg, okay? I'll break the egg.
I'm taking a shit in here.
Oh, why are you all goopy?
Finally free.
Oh, fuck.
Foolish
Hello?
Human.
Why were you
in my
egg?
You have freed me from my prison. This was no egg, human. Many years ago, thousands to be exact, the Zorglons of Planet Floglon entrapped me in this prison designed to look like a normal egg. And you have freed me this day.
So you just come out to monologue, or
I have not
got some sort of quest.
Had food substances to fuel me for thousands of years, and you should be my first meal, human.
Wait.
Yes?
I have an orange. Do you want this orange?
I don't know what an orange is.
Here, take it.
Okay, what do I do with this?
You just put it in your mouth.
Okay, first,
yeah,
first things
fucking
first,
bad,
this is
isn't it?
Very good.
Oh.
Secondly, I just remembered that I have had an orange before. In fact, I've had quite a lot of them.
That's so funny. I was just talking to my buddy who had the same situation. Do you by chance own an orange orchard? An orange churd, if you will?
Now that you mention it, I come from a planet that is one giant orange. And,
I guess
that, and on that planet, I run an orange orchard, yes.
It's interesting that the guy stuck inside the egg also was an alien that had the same experience as my buddy who'd never had an orange.
Well, I don't find that interesting, but whatever floats your boat.
Well, I mean, you weren't there, you didn't go, but I had this conversation like yesterday.
I guess so, I don't care.
Like the same conversation.
I want to get back to my own world.
Oh.
So I can do evil things again.
Are you going to replace my egg?
How much is it?
That was a $50 egg. Okay. That's a nice egg.
Well, I don't have any money because I'm not from here and I've been trapped in an egg.
Right.
So
could you steal me a new egg? I just want to get this egg replaced, man. This is my prized possession.
Where from?
Well, the egg store.
Fine.
You're going to have to take my membership card to get in, but you could steal it.
Okay, well, I look nothing like you. You're a human being, and I'm a 7-foot-tall, scaly blue alien, so...
I think I have an idea. Here's what we're going to do.
I'm listening.
I have this trench coat, right?
Yes.
I'm going to get on top of your shoulders.
Oh, I like this so far.
And then we're going to put the trench coat over my shoulders.
All right.
So we're like one person.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll walk in, and I'll flash my membership.
How tall are you, by the way?
I'm like 4'8".
Okay.
4'9" on a good day.
So this is an 11-foot trench coat?
Right, yeah.
Why do you own this?
For situations like this.
That makes sense.
For hiding.
No further questions.
You know, okay. Well, so I'll get on your shoulders and I'll flash my ID. We'll go into the egg store and then you'll steal the egg and we'll scurry out.
Okay, fine.
Are you free Tuesday? I
thought you meant we were going to do this right now.
Well, I'm at work right now. I can't.
What, do you work from home?
Yeah, I mean, I have to finish the work day out.
What do you do?
I'm an egg salesman.
Okay, I'm going to say next on this one. God damn it.
It was the only thing I could think of.
Last character. This is...
He's an egg salesman that works from home.
Not even going out into the world to sell his eggs.
People call in. He just cold calls people and tries to sell
You want
sell
some
eggs,
eggs? You're going to have to come around.
I don't ship them. It's too dangerous. You got to come pick them up from my house.
I ship them. I want them next to fuck, you know what I mean? The last character is called the Elderly Visitor.
Great.
So imagine a rapping on your chamber door.
I mean, you could make a rapping sound.
My name's Elderly Visitor, and I'm here to say I like to rap in a major way. I like knocking on doors and chapping on windows.
Who's there?
It's me, the Elderly Visitor.
Is that your name? You live down the hall, don't you?
Yes.
Do you have a name?
Open up.
Can I help you? Do you have a name?
Open up.
Yeah, the door's open, buddy.
Oh, in I come. Hello.
Wait, I'm going to ask you again. Do you have a name?
Yes, my name is Open Up.
Can I help you with something?
I'm just here to visit.
Oh, please stop touching my things.
Yes, they all feel very good, don't they?
No, I know. You're really examining them. You remind me of this guy.
I touch your
this
pants?
Guy I know. No, Please don't touch my pants. Nope. Stop. Open up. No. Huh? Do you by chance have a brother that's a tailor?
Yeah, I have no brothers, but in my youth I ran a tailor shop, 'tis true.
Did you hem my pants in 1998?
1998. Let me look back to that. 1998. Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And at the time, I told you I wasn't getting off.
Yeah, no, but it really sounded like you were getting off.
Because I totally was.
What?
Yes.
Is this why you've come here?
Oh, yes.
You've entered my home and examined my books and various knickknacks?
This is what gets me going.
Well, that explains why you were rubbing my junk so hard.
So many objects in this house to touch.
Please stop touching my things and rubbing... Do not rub that against yourself.
Textures.
Stop.
And this is only my hands.
Yeah, I don't...
Wait till I take my shoes and socks off.
Do not take your
then
shoes off.
Then I touch off. Everything again with my feet.
Keep your shoes on.
Then...
But wait, before we continue with this, I'm making soup right now. Do you want some? It just came off.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I could serve you some soup.
I'm going to eat it. And then after that, I take my shoes and socks off. And I put my feet in
it.
No,
just eat. No, here. Eat the soup. Don't take your shoes off.
What kind of a soup?
It's actually just chicken broth.
Chicken broth.
Yeah, there's nothing in it. It's just broth. But I call it soup. It makes me feel better about my cooking skills. Do you like it?
This chicken broth reminds me of
years
ago. If
you don't like it, I could garnish it. I have a garnish here if you'd like that too. It's just an orange rind.
You know what? I don't think I've ever had an orange.
That's so funny that you say that.
Why?
I was just talking to this guy who came out of my egg.
You what?
I can't explain
you
that sentence.
You do.
But I was talking to my buddy as well, and they were like, I'd never have an orange. Okay, but here, we'll garnish your chicken broth with this orange rind. You just put it right in there.
Okay, let me try this.
And it might make it taste better.
I've got to tell you two things.
Is one of them that you remembered you've had an orange before?
Yes.
Okay, what's the second thing?
That when I was a child, I was very, very cold.
That's so weird that you say that.
Yes.
Because in the early 70s, I had a very, very peculiar experience with a child who just demanded blankets from me. Just
that
really guilt-tripped me into it. It's funny because you're older than me now, though.
Yes.
And at the time, the child was very much younger than me.
In which I was turning the tree, which made me age a lot faster.
Why'd you age faster?
Because I was turned into a tree.
Oh, you were turned into a
tree.
Yeah, because in the late 80s, I did come across a talking tree.
It was acceptable in the 80s.
Right, yeah.
Well, that was after I met that wizard who had also turned me into a French bear.
One that didn't speak French.
Well, yes, I don't speak French, so.
It's interesting. Between the time, and I don't mean to pry, but between the time that you were a French bear and the time that you were a magic tree, did you by chance smoke a lot of cigarettes as an angel?
Yes, I did spend a brief stint as an angel. And I also...
And now, angels are timeless and such, so I imagine you were in biblical times, in modern times, stuff like that, but... That would have been right around the mid-80s.
Yes, it would have been
around
the
mid-80s. And you smoked a bunch.
The biblical times, like you said.
Right, and then you got turned into a tree, which would really explain the raspiness of the tree's voice.
Oh, absolutely, actually, yes, yes.
Were you the guy that came out of my egg?
Was I the guy who came out of your egg?
Kept forgetting that he lived on
the
planet.
That's a real thinker right there, yes.
Because the orange thing seems to connect to that.
I used to be a guy who fixed people's ceilings. Friend. Is that a... That's a different thing.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, no, that's a... I remember the garbage repair man.
I invented some teeth at one point. I don't know if that's...
You've had a really eventful life.
Yes, yes. But I don't remember coming out of an egg, I don't think, no.
Do you still have the teeth in?
No, I had them all removed. Well, they all fell out. I'm an old man, you see.
Oh, you don't have any teeth. Oh, I see that.
Well, I've got falsies.
They're not very good because it doesn't look like you have any teeth.
One of the glass.
That's got to get annoying.
And you can see behind each one is a tiny little portrait.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yes. These are the pictures of my victims.
Fuck. Really artistic and intricate, but also I'm worried that you've killed someone.
Not just one. 31 victims.
Okay.
And you see here.
You wait here.
Young man.
You can, no, you just, you can play with the books.
Is
you
an empty whatever you need. Tooth.
I'm going to go to the bathroom really
a
quick.
A tooth with no portrait.
Do you mind if I go to the, behind I just have to go to the bathroom really quick? Just wait here, play with the books, eat your soup, whatever you want to do.
I guess.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, quickly, before you go. Yeah. It was me and that egg.
Oh, God damn it. I fucking knew it. All right, I'll be right back. You just chill out for a second.
All right.
Don't take your shoes off, though.
I'm going to.
I'll be right
back. And when I take my socks off.
Stop. Beep, beep, beep. Hello?
Hello?
Is this 911?
Yeah, it's 911.
Is this that guy John again?
No, this is a different guy.
Is this Fred?
No.
Is this George? I know all the guys at the dispatch.
I'm a new guy.
Oh, you're a new guy. Okay. Yeah, I just had a man enter my house.
Oh, yeah?
He said his name's Open Up.
Oh, yeah, we know about this guy.
Yeah, he just told me he'd killed 30-plus people. I don't remember what the exact number was.
Yeah, don't worry about that guy. He's cool.
Okay, but he's in my house, and I don't want him to be in my house.
No, you don't have to worry about that guy.
No, he threatened to kill me. More importantly, more you know, urgently, he threatened to take his socks and shoes off and rub them on everything in my house.
There are more pressing matters you should be worrying about.
Like being killed by Open Up?
Well, you should be worried about being able to tell when someone is doing a voice, and you should also be worried about locking your bathroom door.
I'm suddenly very confused. Should I be worried about the guy in my house?
No, I am the guy in your house. I'm opening the door right now.
Why are you in?
I was doing an impression of a 911 guy. I told you I was going to take my shoes off.
How'd you pick up the 911 phone? This doesn't make any sense.
I got a special thing.
There's no plot here. Why are we acting like there's one?
Well, that's my new characters, Keaton. What do you think of them?
Some of them I really hate. Some of them I despise with a passion. Uh-huh. And then there's others that I just sort of dislike.
Well, that's... I'm glad. I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to thank the listener.
If we could just give the listener time, just a second to respond.
Let's actually get a character from the listener.
Oh, let's hear that one.
I find that offensive, actually.
I think he would be really good at doing a character that's like a little guy with a Napoleon costume.
That is really wanted. That's a real very close to the mark of what we're gonna do on this episode.
What?
Oh, heads up! I'm not gonna do fake titles anymore. It's too much work. I'm gonna swap it to just giving a fake name for both of us.
All right, sure.
That's the.
I guess so. It's really that much work still?
Yeah, that's the new thing. It's not gonna involve piss anymore. I'm gonna start random names.
I like it. Changing it up after episode 50, but at the same time, like, do we say that we're doing it, or do we just like let it happen and let people realize it?
Yeah, let's just let it happen. As Tame Impala once said, let it happen.
Okay. Ready to go?